Well, I'm Anne Moseley and I'm talking to Jeanette Blennerhassett and Wayne Dyche. This trial evaluating circuit class training in stroke rehabilitation is one of the 15 most significant trials in physiotherapy. So congratulations and thanks for answering a few questions about your trial. Could you explain what you did in the study?
Stroke inpatients were allocated to receive an additional 20 hours over 4 weeks of either upper limb or mobility task related practice. This practice was on top of their usual rehabilitation services.
I think it's also important to mention that the intervention was individualised to the person. So we had skilled clinicians actually tailoring the exercises to suit the person's need. They were measured pre and post at 4 weeks and then we did a follow-up at 6 months.
And what was your main finding?
Patients improved depending on what they practiced. So the upper limb group improved with upper limb tasks and mobility group improved on walking and mobility tasks.
And also the class format was a really practical and effective means to provide the additional supervised practice that led to these significant and meaningful functional gains.
Why do you think your study was so important?
I think it was important because it really demonstrated that task-related practice was beneficial for patients.
It also showed us that stroke inpatients can tolerate a much higher amount of practice. The circuit class was a staff-efficient, patient-friendly way to actually do that.
Tell us a little bit about what led you to do the study.
We saw Kath Dean's earlier work with our journal club and we decided that we should actually trial this particular method. So we did a couple of quality assurance projects to tailor up the group design. And then we thought we can't really evaluate a group unless we actually did a randomised control trial. So we actually got some funding from our local hospital to employ an independent assessor and then we ran the trial. So it was probably a real group effort. We thought that we needed to be providing more practice to our patients and find a very resource-friendly way to run a service.
Can you tell us if you've gone on to do some more research studies? What sort of studies are you conducting now?
We've just finished a dose maximisation study for people with chronic stroke who have more severe balance and walking impairments. We used a dose-finding method commonly used in pharmaceutical studies to identify how much task-related mobility training these people with stroke could tolerate and if there was any adverse events at providing a much higher dose. So this initial one was a pilot where we're just looking at tolerance and hopefully now we'll do a much bigger phase two study and look at some outcomes.
There's quite a theme of activity going on within the hospital. So we're doing some other work looking at how active patients are on the ward and ways to make the patients more active. We're really clinicians trying to improve patient care.
Jeanette and Wayne, thank you very much for making such a valuable contribution to physiotherapy.